this is the new, very new, South Lynn Fire Station, only been in operation for just over a week. And this is where the Queen is coming later today to meet the crews who are going to work here and also to see the fire station. And for that, she's got to drive through an industrial estate, Horsley's Fields in King's Lynn. So I think she's going to see a part of King's Lynn possibly she's not explored before. I'm with Mick Whitby, who's the Operations Support Officer. It must be great for you to have a royal opening for your fire station.
It's very exciting for us and a very important day for the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service and the members of the station. It'll be very very good to have her coming along and us to be able to present to her the work we do and the crew that will be stationed here.
So what will be stationed here?
We've got the new station is not just the only station at King's Lynn. The other station will remain. So the people of King's Lynn have now got two fire stations. And what that gives us is a better response time down the south of Lynn. As you well know, that King's Lynn is a busy town and the traffic congestion within the town. And with these large machines trying to get through the town does cause us problems. So by moving down to South Lynn, that improves the response times down to South Lynn. It gives us a better access to the network. If you look out of the window there, you can see the Narrows Way that lead us on to the A17 and the A47 westbound. And we're not far away as well down to the Hardwick Roundabout that lead us on to the A148 and 9, A47 eastbound, and also down a mark at the A10. But what we will be doing here, we'll be splitting our resources between the two stations. So some of the appliances will be coming down here, such as the one that stands here now, which is the heavy rescue pump. Now, the heavy rescue pump carries advanced cutting equipment and lifting equipment, gas monitoring equipment, and basic firefighting equipment that all other appliances do carry. So that will be stationed here.
And all that equipment, that heavy rescue, I guess you're using that particularly in road accidents, aren't you?
Yeah, there'll be road traffic collisions, and that's why the access to the road network is really good for us down this end of town. In addition to that, on the other side of the bay, you can see the water rescue unit, or our technical rescue unit.
So that's there now, is it?
Yes, we walk around there, which consists of a surface rescue boat, and inside the van is all the animal rescue equipment, mainly for large animals to allow us to rescue the animal in a humane and safe way.
So I guess the Queen's going to be quite interested in that, isn't she?
I would think so. And when the Queen does arrive, we will have a training horse, which will be in a harness and strapped up as though we were actually rescuing the horse. So, yeah, I particularly think she'll be interested in the horse.
This is a specialised unit, but you have had it at North Lynn before, haven't you?
Yes, that's been at North Lynn, and not only is that a resource that we use in Norfolk, it has been deployed last year down in the West Country, particularly Windsor, during the flooding. So, although it can be deployed to any water incident in Norfolk, it can go anywhere in the country.
So who's going to be here to greet the Queen and for her to meet?
We've got the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk. He will be here to meet the Queen initially, and then he will hand over to our Chief Fire Officer, Nigel Williams, who will then present the rest of the station to the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, who will be accompanying her.
So the crews who are based here, and then have you got anyone else coming?
Yeah, we've got the Prince's Trust, because we run a Prince's Trust programme at North Lynn, so they'll be coming down so we can demonstrate the work we do with them. And also our cadet unit from Hunstanton, they'll be coming along once again to present what they do on a weekly basis at Hunstanton.